You're listening to the TSL Podcast, the podcast for the number one social co-ed touch football league in the entire universe, with your hosts, me, Joe K, Doreen, and a host of other lovely TSL celebrities we got to come on and talk to us. Let's get into the show.
Where'd you pick that up from?
I know. She learned it from her mama.
Just runs away, but stumbles her way home.
Super cute. God knows what she gets into. Hound dogging it.
I was going to say, is this you or the dog?
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm boring and lame now.
That's how I feel.
Is that how it is? You're boring and lame now?
I am. It's funny because we're trying to do PWI longest at the bar. You've already started.
Of course I did. Continue your story.
Son of a bitch. PWI, they were talking about, like, we're going to be best at the bar this year. And so I had to leave at 3 this week. And Tori was like, no, you can't. We made this big. I was like, you're right. I'll come back. So I go. I took my kid to his birthday party. And I'm texting her. And then I was like, where is everybody? And nobody texted back. So I was like, oh, they probably left. Then all of a sudden I get a text from Buddy. Nice to see you, Doreen. I was like, nobody texted me. I thought you guys left. You need to respond.
Everybody thought someone else was going to do it.
I know.
And with that, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the TSL Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Joe K, coming to you live slash recorded from T.E. Major's Bar. And is there a grill around here?
No, not yet. We'll work on that.
Are you going to actually start cooking food back here, too? Because I feel like that's the quickest way to burn this joint down.
Yeah. I wouldn't in here, I'll tell you that. But we're talking about putting another bar outside.
How? Why?
Because
there's not a pool bar, so that way...
Because you can never have enough bars.
So it would seem.
My she shed's too far back from the, what do you call it? From the pool. So you need one, like, right there, like, poolside.
Okay.
And it's got to have outdoor speakers so that it can annoy the shit out of my neighbors.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, there you
so
go.
So needless to say, you haven't, in the last year, made up with your neighbors and become friends?
We fake being nice to each other. We do the whole, like, hi, you know, wave at each other. Hi, how are
you? That
it's
one.
Like Home Improvement where the head's half up,
but they
half
liked
down.
Him. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they don't like me. I don't like them. But Tim's the one who, because he's like Switzerland, so everybody loves him. So they
everyone does
him.
Love him. He's great.
He is great.
He's
I know.
Lucky guy. What did he do to deserve you?
I don't know.
For everybody who's paying attention, that, of course, is the lovely, raspy voice of Doreen, who's been here most of the time. We got a full house, way better than last week when we forced Tori to be here.
Oh, she was great. She's come out of her shell so much, I love it.
I know. That's what alcohol does to people. We have retread guest of the year. Always get him once or twice or three times. Garrett Beeson is here, our head referee. He looks sleepy, so he's doing A-okay. How's it going, bud?
You need more tequila.
It's going great. No, this is just a position. It makes me look sleepy. I'm not. I have too much coffee today to be sleepy. I am doing great, Joe. Glad to be back and pumped to be at Doreen's Bar. She made delicious pineapple margaritas, so that's why you come on the podcast. You all
that's true.
Out.
Well,
Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
I had to do it.
That's true. And then from Not So Sticky / Sticky Laces, he's been around for a bit. Kyle Messina, am I saying that right?
That's right.
Here. What's going on, man?
Not too much. Thanks for having me here. I'm excited to be a part of this.
I know. You seem pretty jazzed, which is cool. It's always fun when people are excited. So that because it's two straight weeks of new people. And you brought your mom along, who also plays in the league. I'm going to call you mom the whole time. So
no, you need to call me mom, the meatloaf.
Sure, I could call you Breakfast Club's number one draft pick as well.
Oh, well, that's true.
She's a first
rounder
through and through.
I think someone felt sorry for me.
Kyle, you've never even sniffed the first round.
No, not even close.
A couple of first rounders here, Garrett and mom here. I love it. But we'll get into all that stuff in a minute. So, Kyle, I guess we'll start with you because you've been playing football for, how long have you been playing football?
So I've been playing football for, 10 years, close to, but not all topper, though.
No, I know.
So I was at Game On for a while, and then we moved. And then I've known Jeff, though, for 12 to 15 years. We actually used to go camping with him. Our families would all go camping together, and that's how I met Jeff, and then just got into sports from there.
Wait, did you do the Banff trip with him?
The Banff trip?
Banff.
Banff. No, we just did. We did our own Beer Olympics camping trips.
Four Mile Creek State Park.
That's where I got to know Jeff. And then, 10 years ago, started football, but about 4 years ago, started in Topper on Not So Sticky, and then had a great time and moved my team from Game On over here with Sticky Laces, too. That's my family team where Tammy plays on. I also have my dad on that team. I have a couple brothers on that team,
You just constantly call your mom by her first name?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because you're like, I forgot I do that.
No, that's cool.
We've talked about it when I was younger.
It's weird to me, but I didn't know if you were just doing it because, like, people don't know who your mom is.
No, yeah.
Because you, like, texted me that, too, and I was like, is this not his mom? Am I wrong here?
No, it is. Yeah, I forgot. I don't know when I started doing it, but I did, and we've even talked about it. Yeah.
Yeah. So when we're playing, it's always, Mom!
Yeah. I can just get it out quicker.
Right. Versus, hey, Tammy. So that's kind of how we... So I'm used to him just saying, Ma! And now people that know me in the league just know me as Ma.
Exactly. That is actually a thing that I have in a text message we can bring out later. But that's like, so then, Mom, how did you get involved in everything?
I think Kyle felt sorry for me and just was like, hey, do you want to do something on a Saturday? And if you feel like joining my team, you can just come join my team. But I don't want you to play too much because I know you're not really good.
I don't think it was that route at all. I think it was the route of, I need a number one draft pick on my team.
A culture changer.
Yeah, well, exactly. This is great in the locker room. So then how long ago did you start playing?
4 years ago. So I went and started with Game On. I was on Kyle's team then, and when he said, hey, do you want to transition over to Topper? I'm like, yeah, no brainer, because I live in Waynesville as well, so it's much closer.
It's right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, much closer. And honestly, I love the grass field versus the turf. Yeah, which was killing
joints. No,
yeah, exactly. We all get it. Yeah, so that's and it's great because, you know, I mean, it is truly a family team. We have a lot of our family members playing. And this year I decided to join Breakfast Club and are now meeting more people.
So
super cool.
Before I ask you again about Sticky Laces, I do have a question about that. So now you join Breakfast Club, and this is always a point of emphasis I have for people when I say, hey, join Breakfast Club. You might be on just your team of, like you said, you're on a team of family. You already know all those clowns. You want to meet new people. You go out, and all of a sudden, it's like you're in text chains with people who are saying the most ridiculous shit, potentially. Depends on which one you're in, but if, like, Garrett or I are in it, you're going to see some weird shit. But it's just part of the fun, though. So, like,
it is.
As somebody
it's
who's
great.
Legitimately brand new to Breakfast Club,
yes.
And here you are, literally, you've only played one game, but you've already seemed to really enjoy the experience.
Yes, love it. Absolutely love it. I'm the oldest person on the team, but I don't care. You know, it's nice to...
29's not that old.
Mom. Yeah, well, you know, Kyle's 30, so that'd be kind of weird.
Yeah, because by your first name, because, you know, obviously, maybe that's really not his mom. Maybe that's what we need to get.
That
maybe
that's it.
That could be true.
I could be his cousin or his long-lost cousin. But, no, it's great. I mean, I have never met some of the people on my team. The only person I know is Justin, who plays on our current team and has... And I've known him for years as well. So it was nice to get out and meet some new faces on the team. Derek, B, Steph, you know, Brittany. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's
love
awesome.
It.
A lot of good people. And you just named a lot of good people, so you're definitely going to have a good time.
Never met them until Saturday, so.
Best friends now.
Yeah.
I love it. So, Kyle, Sticky Laces comes over.
Obviously,
you said it's mostly a family team, so I'm assuming that when you guys came over, did most of the people come with you, or did some people
I think they all came with, from what I remember. We've been workshopping rosters. We lost some people in this past offseason. But with the transition, I think everyone came over. Like I said, it was a lot of family. So my stepmom was on the team initially. My dad was on the team. I think you guys know Paul Shinta as well.
I think everybody knows Paul Shinta, sir.
He's
like
my
first ballot Hall of Famer. Yeah.
So he's my uncle. Yeah. So he
various Shintas on your team.
Exactly. Then I have my brother, who's Ryan Shinta, on the team, too. So it was really just a hodgepodge of my family and friends.
How
and they all
Paul
moved over.
And come back.
Yeah, I tried. I've tried multiple times. I
What's
was like,
deal?
I don't know.
He
I was like,
where the hell are you?
Exactly.
He sleeps in on Saturdays.
And I was like, I could just throw you on the roster if you think you're going to make one game, and he just can't commit.
We would have Shin today. Just have him show up and bring a cheese plate. Like
exactly.
You should do that on my name.
I was going to say, have him come on the 7th.
We'll sign him up for that. But that's pretty awesome. And then so Sticky Laces, you guys, this is your fourth season now?
So this is our third. So we started last spring.
Right.
So that didn't go well. Last year we went to the semifinals in D6, which is pretty good.
7-2 or something, right?
Yeah, we played really well. We played really well last year. This year, not so much. We're getting better.
Well,
we're
one.
Two.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I had a bye the first week, so for me, that was my first
week. We've been missing a lot of people, though. Like, our roster's been pretty thin the first couple weeks, too, and I think the weather's just deterred some people.
Yeah.
Oh, you have people that, like, it's raining, I'm not coming, we actually have stuff to do?
Yeah, I know. I didn't realize I had that.
That's you guys getting called out, by the way.
Yeah, I didn't realize I had that until these last couple weeks.
That would be your loser of the week.
Yeah, there you go.
Make notes.
My family who quit on me. So I'm glad you guys are having a good time, obviously.
Yeah.
Like you said, you had a really good season last year. You lost two games, but it's also been not the best weather for football, / the rust has to be shaken off over the winter for the most part from everybody, so I wouldn't read too much into it. Plus, everybody makes playoffs, so who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
So as long as you're ready in June, that's what matters.
And I think, the good part is, which we keep saying, we've been playing against some fun people, too. That's how we even got on the podcast, because Doreen was talking during our game. And then last
Shocker.
Week, and then we played.
She
Ball
wanted
Steve,
to know
why
Kyle was yelling at me the whole game.
Why was Kyle yelling at you?
Because I interpreted the play. He said, "Mom, go behind."
One of our Gina. I drove a wheel route for you, so yeah, I tried
so
to
he
say
said,
go behind Gina.
Now
to
me, behind meant she's running, and I as she faces Kyle, I'm going behind her. He meant, as she's running, go behind and
underneath
face him
first.
So it was a different interpretation.
Yeah.
Now that I know.
It wasn't mean, but it was hysterical.
It was hysterical mid-play. I'm going, Mom!
That's the other way!
Exactly.
When kids get in trouble, they get yelled at with their full name, their middle name, too. But you just call your mom, Mom.
I go back to Mom.
It's exactly. Cool, but it's mom when I
exactly.
Hate her.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
You are, most kids, you're not my mom, whatever. This one, you are my mom.
Exactly.
Super bad. I love that.
I'm waiting for the meatloaf to make an appearance in this thing.
I know.
Ooh. I know. So that was my nickname all last year. It was Mom, the meatloaf! So I said, once we get shirts, that's when I'm putting on
meatloaf?
That
kind of
shirt.
There you go.
Yeah.
Meatloaf? Yeah.
Yeah.
We thought about doing shirts.
We did.
We'll do it next season. Yeah.
You can do it right now.
I have to come up with a design and then get them ordered.
Oh, my God, that's so much.
It is a lot of work for the captain.
And for your first game, have a meatloaf playlist playing.
Oh, that's true, too.
Anything for the ball, run the red
round. But I won't do that.
Well, football's exciting, and we had almost a full slate of games. Oh, yeah, we don't play at 3, I don't think. So, yeah, this is full-on tons of games. Starting at 9 o'clock, we had Breakfast Club for the first week. Mom, will you please read the 9 o'clock scores?
Absolutely. Let's see. We got D's Nuts, 34. Gen M, 28. Sid on my face, 22.
I'll save that soundbite for you, Kyle.
Got it. Malicious Nick, D, 0. Reincarnated, 27. And my team, Miles on it. Woo! Is 0.
All right. Well, Breakfast Club has 2 shutouts, which I don't think you see too often, but the rain played a part, and obviously I know some teams didn't have people there, but let's get in. Doreen, 34-28, you're the only one that played a game that seemed to be close. How'd it go?
Very good. It was interesting. I think we played... Is Gen X, do they usually have Ricky Burton as their QB, or did he sub? I couldn't tell.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I wasn't at the draft.
But I know, right? It doesn't matter. I know my people, and that's it. I forgot everything else that happened. So I'm not sure if they had all of their people or not. But they still hung in there. It got close. It got down to us being how many more minutes are left, and doing that thing where if we score here, then we'll get there. But Frank is so much fun to play with, and I think when you were talking earlier about crazy group chats. I was like, oh my gosh, are you serious? His text messages are hysterical. And after the game, he wrote to all of us, fuck yeah, great first game, nuts. It was really moist out there, but everybody looked amazing. If I had to pick a game ball, it's a difficult one because everybody played so great, but it's got to go to our captain, the top nut herself, Doreen, for putting together a pretty damn good looking squad. We smoked those turkeys nice and slow, and I can't wait till next week. I'll start the smoker even earlier to slow roast those turkeys. I'm just sitting here reading these texts and laughing, and my husband's like, who is that?
Great.
Frank.
Oh, Frank.
So it was great. great. And luckily it wasn't too bad yet for the rain, but...
No, the morning was kind of okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sit on My Face 22, Malicious Mink 0. Garrett, I mean, you could talk about our game. We're on the same team. Garrett did okay, but also played like shit. So this could have been a lot better. Do you agree?
Oh, yeah.
three interceptions and we won 22-0, so that's like a good day. We have a stacked roster. I've already feel like I have our girls figured out as far as what they do well. I think they're going to do really good this year. And everyone played really good on defense. And the Langley-Garrett connection, I mean, it should be illegal at this point. It's just a beautiful thing. And
he scored all the touchdowns, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I saw that, yeah.
He did. He's very excited about it.
There it is again.
Scumbag. Yeah, and then I did want to shout out Sooner Dave, though. He, first time at quarterback, I mean, they did technically get shut out, but they moved the ball well. Other than one pretty bad goal line interception, I think he played great all day. So just stepping into quarterback. He never has rarely played quarterback, and now he's got a new roster. I thought he did really well with them. So I don't know what your thoughts.
And it was weird, though. I mean, he did just fine because obviously he knows how to call plays and he knows how to play football. I'm sure he's played quarterback at some point.
Here or there,
but
yeah.
Like, the thing is, like, I looked at their roster, and they have Alex from the McMuffins on the team. So it's like, well, he should be throwing because Stoner Dave should be doing Stoner Dave shit, right? Mm-hmm. But I know Breakfast Club is when other people try things out, et cetera, et cetera. And I remember asking Mel, the captain, I was just like, so why would you put Stoner Dave in a quarterback instead of having just Alex play? And she's like, it's one of those things where when you sign up for Breakfast Club, you can say, can play quarterback, and it's like yes, no, or maybe, and everybody other than a couple yeses were just like a bunch of maybes, so it's like you could tell maybe Alex doesn't want to play, kind of like Langley, where he wants to play receiver because he would throw all the time, so it's like a different thing for him. So
yeah,
I guess it was one of those things where it's like, I think Alex kind of wants to not be the quarterback, so they're like, well, who wants to do it then? And Stoner Dave was like, yeah, I don't care, because what does Stoner Dave do besides, you know, just do random stuff to have fun and screw around? And I mean, he did the best he could with, again, a brand new roster, and it's not really his bag to do it that way. And obviously, it was
and
raining.
And he doesn't have him receiving.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, like, yeah, you can't hurt yourself.
You can't do the Mr. Perfect throw it down the field to himself thing, I think.
He's a first-round pick as a receiver for a reason. So, yeah. Like, you take him. That's the only problem with him as quarterback, as well as he did. You're taking him, you know, off for receivers. So, yeah.
Right, and then
that's how I feel about myself. I'm a number one candidate at receiver.
Goddamn right.
Feed mom, feed. I love it. Reincarnated 27, miles on at 0. Mom, you played in this game. What do you remember from it? How bad was it?
I don't think it was all that bad. I'll just say
positivity.
Our team was getting used to one another. We had Derek at quarterback, and then B subbed in. And we marched down the field a few times. We just didn't punch it in, unfortunately. You know, it's just how it goes on the first day of getting to know one another. But we're going to shake the cobwebs off, and I think we're going to be better and stronger next week. And I'm not going to quite commit to a W, but I'm thinking W.
Ooh, I like that. Well, fantastic. But then again, there's another scenario like we talked about. You have two quarterbacks. I'm sure B didn't really sign up to be a quarterback. I mean, I remember him playing receiver – you know, last Breakfast Club, and he's catching just bombs, so he's probably having a ball just, you know, not throwing. And then obviously Derek can't really do much else with his legs, so throwing is kind of his thing, so it kind of works out. So
I was heartbroken to come home and tell Miles that they lost. I was like hoping he wouldn't ask, so I was just like walking around the house, and he's like,
how
did my team do?
Very, very poorly.
Well, they didn't win, but they did a good job.
They tried their best, and that's what matters.
We did.
Does he check the website? You just tell him.
Oh, no. He is not on the website.
Keep him away from the website.
He's going to see pictures of his mom 20 years ago. Or
he's going to see that anyway. It's coming. But let's move on to the 10 o'clock games.
All right. Let's see. What scores we got here? Sticky Bandits, 27. What a Dump, 21. And then Passing While Intoxicated, 42. And Bullet Club, 25. Wanderers, is that what it is?
Yeah.
50. And Girthquakes, 8. Buffalo Vice, 38. Practice Squad, 37. Wow, that's close. Holy moly, 1 point. Balls Deep, 20. And Select, 0.
Yeah, I mean, the Wanderers took on the Girthquakes, who got their welcome to D3 moment. hi, you get the Wanderers. This is the thing they do to teams that are still figuring it out. And
At one point, I heard Keita go, "What the hell are we doing?"
Their best.
Like, oh, I don't know if it's going well over there.
Yeah, didn't really seem like it. For Balls Deep 20, Select Zero, Tino reffed it. He sent me ref notes. Shout out to Tino for doing this again. But they're not audio, so I can actually read it. But he just said, "Balls Deep was on point all day. They were just clicking. Select had a deflating drive to finish the first half on what would have been a great touchdown, but the quarterback was just over the line of scrimmage." He goes, "I think both teams are very talented, and Select just looked like they had an off day, but Balls Deep had an on day, so they take a win." I think they're 2-0 now.
Yeah, they beat us last week.
So there you go. 2-0 on the season. Buffalo Vice 38, Practice Squad 37. I don't know what happened here, but I'm sure it was a great game. Obviously, these are two teams that, you know, they're very good teams, and this is what happens when two very good teams play each other. Everybody in D3 is close, with the exception, apparently, of Wanderers and Earthquakes, but what are you going to do? Shout out to Vice for pulling out the win, though. And then Sticky Bandits, 27, What a Dump, 21. What a Dump continues to learn how to play in D1, even though they all know how. They have to play without, you know, Bobby telling them what to do, you know, how to eat during the week and all that other stuff. So that's where they're figuring out. And, I mean, again, they all wear different colors, so that might be a problem along the way. I don't really know. And then
you
last
one. Sorry, but now you mentioned that.
Isn't that illegal?
No, I don't know about illegal. As long as the other team is, you know,
if they're okay,
yeah, color, but they should match. You look good, you feel good, you feel good, you play good.
That's true.
They
absolutely
match. And I did want to say about that game because I was walking over as it finished. It had to have been like the last down because they shook afterwards. So it was a tie game, 21-21.
Oh.
And Drew did like an out over the goal line and caught a touchdown like wide open. And immediately like three of the What a Dumb players were screaming pick. I didn't see that. Even though I was watching the play, I didn't see the pick happen. But it made me think it might have actually been like a pick just the way they reacted. But the fact that they took Sticky down to a tie, you know, as a new team. Played us well last week. I think they'll be just fine. They got a ton of good athletes.
Oh, perfect. And then PWI 42, Bullet Club 25. Just on the Bullet Club side of things, another bummer in terms of injuries. Last week we had George go down with a broken collarbone, which is a bummer. Who's arguably the heart and soul of the team. Dude cares so much. And then Sharon, who might be our best athlete, he just cut in the end zone and his knee went a different way than his body, I guess. We're not sure if he just dislocated his knee because he's done that before. Luckily, Ashley Bauer on the team kind of just snapped it back into place. But I don't know if any ligaments snapped, so I don't know if he's like done, or if it's like we're going to come back at some point. No. So that's super fun. That was a little bit deflating, obviously, to lose arguably our two best players. And then we also had Nate, who was sick, so he didn't get to play. So all of a sudden, we're down to just six players, and we're going the whole time. But he played really well. Steph was chasing his ass down, and she couldn't get to him because Buddy might be the newest, hardest quarterback to catch in the league.
I agree with that.
I've had to play
against him, like when I help out in a team against ILF, and I'm like, I can't rush him.
Right. She did her best. He made some really good throws. TD Torrey, she got open for some things.
Two touchdowns.
Yeah, things just fell apart for us. I mean, what are you going to do?
We only had female touchdowns too, I think.
That might be true.
Yeah.
First play of the game, Torrey right down the middle for like 35 yards.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, nice. I missed that one. I was looking for my cleat cleaner. I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
And I was like, where the hell?
It's the very first play.
How are they already in the end zone?
Right? Yeah.
She went right down the middle. The safeties got wide, and it was like 35 yards.
I will say, because, you know, last week we had Langley play, and he played arguably the best game I've seen him play in a long time. And then Dylan came back, and was like, well, he had to answer. And Dylan played very, very, very well. If there's one thing besides all like the injury stuff to say, like, let you know, suck for the team. We definitely had some great plays that worked that hit people in the hands, and just with the rain and stuff, just some drops that a little uncharacteristic. That had we held on to it, there's a few more touchdowns in there. Maybe it's a slightly closer game. Who knows? But Doreen, what'd you see on your side of it? Garrett, what'd you see from the sidelines?
the only comment I would add to that game from a ref's perspective is what you just said. Drops killed you.
Yeah.
Nick, who's very shorthanded, and he ran that goal and just dropped it. You guys didn't score that drive, and he's very shorthanded, just didn't come up with it. I will also give Nick a shout out. He was my receiver for a while on go routes.
Yeah.
There's a thing that like good receivers do that Gabe Davis is very good at, even though I think he's trash overall. He gets leverage on his like deep routes very well. So even though he's not like a burner, he gets his body in a position where you're trailing and then just stays in front of you. And he did that really well on that route, and then just. Dylan was a dime, and
yeah, he had that. I know Steph had one or two that could have been female touchdowns. It is what it is.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to shout Dylan out for throwing well, and his We know we let him down, and that's just... That's such a bummer.
Did you guys have gloves on? Because we ended up all taking our gloves
like,
off.
Like, yes and no. I mean, I know, like, people take them on. Mine get stickier in the water, so I don't really, like, have an issue.
Yeah, I tend to keep gloves on in the water.
What kind of gloves do you guys have that get stickier? Ours were, like, I feel like it just goes, like, poof, like there's lube on them, like, just slides
well,
over.
Well, they're your gloves, so they probably
isn't. Yeah, that could be true.
So, there's a theory I have about gloves when I play receivers. If it's soaking wet, I'll take them off. But if it's just like a normal rain, I'll keep them on kind of thing. But when they're like saturated, I think it's better to take them off.
We took all of ours off.
It's preference, I feel like.
Because I think we had like a drop in the beginning, and then after that, we took them all off, and then we didn't have any drops after that.
So then, I have a question too, because you were talking earlier about miscommunication between receivers and quarterbacks and trying to understand things. So if your quarterback tells you, hey, go to the front cone, and turn around, what does that mean to you? You're standing at, like, just past the 50. What does that mean to you?
Well, you're running from the 50 all the way down there, turning around right at that front cone? Yeah, I mean, that's...
Front cone.
Front left cone. Yeah, front left cone. The end zone.
Would you
have said
front right? Maybe you should have said sideline cone.
No. To me, that it's pretty self-explanatory. Mm-hmm. Obviously, coming from a quarterback, though, too. Like, I would say that. That's something I would say, too. It's what I'm thinking. If that's like 6-0 play, you're trying to time it up. You're trying to time it up when your guy turning around and the ball being there, and that's the whole point of that play.
Right. I think it was fourth down or fifth down. Whatever. Okay. Dylan told me to go to the front cone. We were probably it wasn't at the 50, it was a little bit past it, so like it wasn't a full half field.
Yeah.
And he said, "Get to the front cone and turn around." To me, that's get in the end zone and spin and stand there.
Yeah. Cool. 100%.
So I went to go do that, but apparently he meant the like 10-yard line cone. Like,
which
to me isn't a cone.
No.
It's more of a disc of some sort. But like,
Dylan go, "Where the hell are you? You're like front cone."
So that's right. Technically, that did run the right route because that's funny. I remember that play.
He wanted me to stop at the 10, which would have worked by a mile because that's just
one play.
No, it was just like I just wanted to like see like if I was wrong or if everybody else.
Well, he should have said 10. Go to the 10.
Well, now we know. We discussed it, and I think we've learned from each other, and that's
Like it was no one's fault because you were both thinking two different things. But I remember that play.
I was just one of those bum ones. I was like, "What? You told me to do?"
He threw it great if he thought you were going to put your foot in the ground and come back to the.
It was a great idea of a play. I loved it. Let's move on to 11:00.
All right. So the Malones 38, Jabroni 7, Girthquakes 30, Cunning Stunts 28, another close game right there. Tater Tots 20, Vaspian 6, Mo Chicken 38, Stir the Sauce 14. I'm sorry, it was 38. I apologize. TMA 28, Sticky Laces 8.
Okay, let's talk about the other ones really quick. The Malones 38, Jabroni 7. I think this was the Jabroni's first game in D2, and what a first game in D2 it was.
Yeah.
Not the best team to get to go against because the Malones are just really, really good. But the Jabronis have played them before, so I don't really know what happened.
The Malones almost remind me of like Wanderers, where they just always have that really good synergy going. You know, they all know each other.
John
really
told
well.
Me too from Jabroni's that Joe Striegel, I think, like injured his shoulder like first play. So they still probably would have lost, but that didn't help in the score.
Injuries never help. The Girthquakes rebound from getting spanked by the Wanderers to beating the Cunning Stunts, which maybe is a shocker. The Stunts move up to
D3.
Huge. Obviously, they're still incredibly talented. They have some of the best women in the league, and Joey throwing for them, right? So, it's a little bit of a shocker that they won for sure. The
Keita's the QB for Girthquakes, right?
Yeah. So I mean, that's
so
really
Keita's
good.
A better quarterback than Joe.
That's really funny. I love it.
We should probably get him some sort of an award already. Like, let's just get into that right now.
The Better Than Bats Award goes to Matt Keita.
Ooh, the Better Than Bats Award. I love that.
I know. It's pretty fun. Tater Tots 20, Vaspian 6. The Tots rebound. I believe they lost last week, so good for them to get back on the board in the win column. Vaspian, I think, drops to 0-2. Kind of a bummer, but it is what it is. Mo Chicken gets their first win. Big win over Stir the Sauce, 38-14. Shout out to the brand new team getting their first win. You got to love that. TMA 28, Sticky Laces 8. I will ask you how it went in a second, but I do want to read. Tino sent me one of his ref notes, and I just want you to tell me how you feel about these notes. TMA versus Sticky Laces. Great game. Both teams battled in a close one. It was 20 points. TMA QB looking like the real deal. A lot of Ma, where's the meatloaf moments between Kyle and his mom. She had a nice snag, though, for a big chunk play. Yeah. Shout out, Mama. Sticky Laces almost came back, even electing to purposely take a safety for time purposes on a late down in their zone, but TMA ultimately staved off the comeback.
Yeah. We did.
I discuss. Did.
Well, so from what I remember, so I think we were up 8-0 at half.
Yes.
That's where Cass, that's our only touch on the game, that's where Cass, I threw a jump ball. She wasn't supposed to be in that area. She was. She made a really good catch over my dad, who was supposed to be there. and it was a great catch in, right at the back left side of the end zone. So that put us up 8-0. I thought we were feeling good. I said it. I did a halftime speech. I'm like, all we have to do is win the next half, and we win the game, and came out, and it went sideways from there. I will say also the rain started to come down a little bit more too. Like I couldn't throw. Like I don't know what was happening. I just was playing. Oh, thank you. I was playing really bad.
The ball kept getting away.
The ball was coming
us.
Out. We were on. We for were. Sure. Me and the team were miscommunicating. I think Doreen. So I took the safety to make it 8-2 because I was like, then it's a 6-point game and we're not out of it. But then you guys almost immediately did a deep bomb over one of my safeties and scored right away. And then the next drive, I think the next drive was that play that didn't count. The Josh Allen looking play, like where it slipped out of my hand, and then I shuffle past it to my receiver.
I was rushing him, and he went to like throw the ball, and it slipped. And he went, and then grabbed it, caught it, and then threw it forward. Yeah. And it was a huge chunk play.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody stopped, and we went, does that count?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Because I thought it, so in my mind, it slipped on the way going up. So I was like, all right, it's not a throw. Like, it wasn't a throwing motion. And then I just shuffle past it to get it out of there, because Doreen was going to get me a second later. But it didn't count, which I kind of get. Like, there was a lot going on in that, so no big deal. But yeah, and then obviously you guys
but
just
it sounds
went
so
up from there.
Cool.
It was cool. It was cool. It was like that Josh Allen shuffle throw that didn't count last season, where there was like a holding or something like that, too. So
the tight end.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. We still won that game, though, I remember.
Yeah.
And then there was another where I was like, I was rushing you into like the corner, and then you were was going to be another safety. Yeah. So you threw it down, and you went like, well, that's intentional grounding.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, it's either you getting a safety or intentional grounding there. it was bad.
We just looked at Tino, and Tino was like, what do you want? And we were like, just put the ball back here.
Exactly.
We were so freaking cold.
And yeah.
So, nice. Doreen, we heard about Kyle's halftime speech that flopped. What was your halftime speech that inspired the masses?
All of it was just literally like, is this fucking game over? We're freezing. Nothing. We didn't say anything. We just went over. We checked on Val. Unfortunately, our best girl on our team got hurt in Breakfast Club, and it looks like she's out for the season with a fibula fracture. So that's a real big bummer, because this was, we kind of made the joke with our quarterback that the only way like all of us would come back and play is if he like made sure that he was there like every single week. And so he recommitted, aka got permission, and then now we got this, and so now we're down to like two girls. So we're trying to find a girl in the next 4 days that will sign on to the roster.
Rosters will freeze soon.
So if anybody's listening and they want to be on a D6 team.
Well, to be fair, I think there's enough.
To be fair.
Aren't there enough girls in Breakfast Club that don't have a home?
Possibly. Yes. And I've sent a message out. So
right, it's basically, Breakfast Club is basically like our shelter for wayward females.
The girl from our team, because I know Paige and Emma do, and obviously Sid, but does Megan from our team?
I don't know.
She's brand new, but she's a good athlete. So you'd have to. She's raw, but she's moldable for sure.
Meg.
She looks like a good athlete. So yeah. Yes. I didn't realize actually speaking that she was new. Not to get off track, but like she's like, oh, dude, I thought she had played for like this or this, and then like after like three drives, she's like, I need you to slow down. But she's a great athlete. Like, if you got her, she'd do great.
That was the girl on our team on TMA. She's brand new.
Gotcha.
And I felt so bad because, you know, instantly you can tell. Like, you've got a girl showing up. She's got the makeup on and the hair down. And I'm like, no, you got to put that up in a bun, you know.
Trust me, it's not going to be great.
She's holding herself, like, all, like, shivering and cold. And I was like, oh, no.
Who is this?
She's brand new. I think she's Will's girlfriend, I believe. Okay. Ashley, I think.
What's her name? You're asking me like I have
a Yeah, I forget. Team. I know, but I'm horrible with names. I it's got to be like 3 more months before I'm going to remember anybody.
Fair.
But
right, as the season ends.
Yeah. Truthfully, so even like TMA, yeah. They all make the joke about this, but like I didn't know anybody's names for like 3 seasons because we called Darren like a different name every week. So I started going like, well, where's that one kid who was here last week, you know? And I was like, and it was the same dude and I didn't know. And yeah, Rich and Will, I forgot their names all the time. And then I had no idea.
They are brothers.
The quarterback.
So.
Yeah. I had no idea who the quarterback, because his last name was Henry. So I thought it was Henry for the longest time. And then people would be talking about Ryan.
Who the fuck's Ryan?
Like, who the fuck is Ryan? And then.
Teammate of the year.
Who was the other one? The Woes and. Who else? Who's the real big guy? Amazing hands.
Ron Weber?
Yes, Weber. Somebody said Mike.
Is he playing again?
No, he's out. He's done. He's like prim. He's like had too many injuries and just
that
done.
Sucks.
I know.
He was a legend, Ron.
He still is really a legend. Good. You can't stop legend status.
No, you really can't.
It's been established for him.
Done and done. Any
but
last
that was
notes?
Our like first win in like the entire season, so thanks for that.
No, you're fine. I think the best thing about it, like I said, is just playing against fun teams. Like so, and that's what I think we both really appreciated here is just a fun team you can joke around with, have a good time with while you guys are competing at the same time.
Yeah, that's usually fun. I mean, you guys were fun to play against. I remember we had some fun games. It was always a good time. Well, let's move on to noon then.
All right. Can't touch this 21. Scared hitless, which I guess was a forfeiture.
Yep.
All right. Mavericks 38. Jabronis 26. Sausage McMuffins 30. Not so sticky 24. Powerpuff Girls 51. Wow, they really had a game, huh?
Against Joe's team.
Perfect.
Joe, you're about to read Joe's team.
You don't hurt my feelings.
Pit Parade, 20. And then Blue Ballers, 40. And then Raw Milkers, 24.
The real quick Tino update on Raw Milkers versus Blue Ballers. He said, the Blue Ballers were looking sharp after dropping some people from the roster and keeping some staples. He said, quarterback Phil is the unquestioned leader and also had a great end-zone-to-end-zone one-handed pick on defense. Raw Milkers still going through some growing pains, but they have some great athletes and look like a team that will be tough to beat in sessions to come. Their captain, Scott, made an amazing toe-tap catch in the corner of the end zone. So,
awesome.
Shout out to the new teams. I mean, Blue Ballers aren't new, but they're still got a new roster to them, so good for them. Mavericks 38, Jabronis 26. Things got worse for the Jabronis. Actually, they scored more points this time around. The Mavericks just kind of had their way with them, it seems. Doesn't really seem like much happened there. And then... as I was made fun of, Powerpuff Girls 51, Pitterade 20. It is what it is. We have a new team. We have a lot of new girls that are learning. And when their job is to try to cover some of the best girls in the league, things go, well, very, very poorly. So the Powerpuff Girls are tremendous. You know, they're just snagging balls.
For
and Kyle's
sure.
really good. And they know the game. And I have people that are still legitimately learning it. So it was one of those ones where it's like, man, if they were like, if they'd been around for 2 seasons, like they would already know and they wouldn't have scored as much, but it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing to really like be upset about. Plus, like Langley, that scumbag, is our quarterback, so you never really know. You never really know what you're going to get. But
Was that the game that where we had 2 pre-snap penalties? Because I reffed it and then I didn't know which one to call. And then somebody was like, you can't have 2 pre-snap penalties because we had an offsides.
Yeah.
And
was that the one you were doing with Jeff?
Yes.
Oh, if they're on each side, then it's just offsetting.
That's what we did. Yeah. Okay, we did offsetting. Yay, I did it right.
Hooray, go, Doreen, go. And then obviously can't touch this 21-0, getting a forfeit win. But Sausage McMuffins 30, Not So Sticky 24. Not the greatest like couple of hours for Kyle. McMuffins go to 2-0, though, but why don't you tell me the Not So Sticky side of it?
Yeah, we actually started hot. I think Jeff Kroll got a pick on the third play of the game. We got a pick and almost ran it back, and then we scored 8 right away. And then a drive or 2 later, Mike Thomas had a pick. So I think we were leading at half by a good amount, and then we just came out a little bit flat on the second half again. So that happened twice. And then I actually got – so we were down 6 points. I actually got us a pick with 3 minutes left in the game. Mm. So our offense went back out there, had 6 plays, just didn't score. But we had a chance. We had a chance to tie it up and possibly win the game at the ending.
That's awesome. I mean, shout out to the McMuffins again. They're playing pretty well. I know they lost their best player. I know Eric isn't playing for them. He was supposed to play for Bullet Club, but instead he chose to blow out his knee in the winter. So I don't know if they replaced him or whatever, but they seem to be doing very well. And then obviously Not So Sticky. I feel like every year you guys are just like up and down every week. And it's just like you're always having fun. It doesn't really matter. And then all of a sudden you just win a playoff game or two. And it's like, there they are. That's what they do. So
we've messed up, though, 2 weeks in a row. We usually have Huggy Bombs at halftime. Yeah, and we have yet to do that.
I was pissed off last week.
Yeah, I know. We didn't have
immediately
it.
Immediately jump in on that. That's the only reason I like playing you guys.
I know.
That, you just, know, you're all friends.
So yeah. 2 weeks in a row, though, we forgot. We'll remember to do it this week.
All right. Noted. what happened at 1 o'clock, Mom?
All right. 1 o'clock. Frodo Swaggins, 41. And is that Free Ballers, 37? Puckett, 28. And Mike's Detailing, 25. Let's see. Bird Watching in Birkenstocks. That's great. I love that.
What the hell is that? That's Gray Hair Don't Care, I believe.
56 to Cobblestone, 8. And then Come From Behind, 34 to Interdimensional Lightning Falcons, 33.
Yep, that's it.
Again, a really close game. Dog Pound, 19, and Intentional Clowning, 6.
Shout out to Dog Pound for getting a win. I know Intentional Clowning is day by day now, I believe. So either way, Dog Pound getting a win. I think is this their first season with two wins?
Yeah. Oh, Miles.
That's the captain. The captain is here.
What's up, Miles? This is Tammy.
You drafted her.
You were her first pick.
Good job, dude. Thank you.
High fives aplenty on the podcast. I love it.
Yeah, you want to say something real quick?
Talk away, maybe.
Oh, boy. That's going to contribute a lot.
More than most. Bird watching and Birkenstocks.
We're recording, but...
That's fine.
That's all good.
Oh, but he's
Tim's here. He's brought white claws. He's wearing a Bucky shirt. There's nothing this man can't do. He's fantastic. He just knows.
What's up, people?
It's great to have you.
Does anybody want a white claw?
Well, no, I have to. He brought us a whole variety.
Yeah, I'll try one.
There's a new green apple. I would love that one, please.
There's a green apple in this?
Yeah, read this. You could just trust me
and
open it up.
Wait.
There is
green apple. I am a follower, not a leader, so I will take green apple as well.
Cool. We're going to drink all your green apples immediately. They better not be terrible.
It's fine.
I hope Steph's team
got,
wins.
We got Yelp.
No, it's your terrible. Team. It's not Steph's team.
It is Steph's.
All right.
It's called Miles.
She's
on
the
it
co-captain.
For a reason.
Miles, right. You're the captain. She's
you
the
are
co-captain.
Captain.
That's right.
All right. Where were we? Sorry, guys.
So, no, you're good. It's fine. It doesn't matter. Birdwatching Birkenstocks, 56. The old gray hair don't care. I know they lost some of their players, so that's why they dropped to D4? Question mark. They put up a bunch of points against Daryl's team, who only put up 8. Obviously, Cobblestone struggles with their roster, but it is what it is. Still.
Here, I'll take that one.
There's not really
much to say about it.
Puckett, 28. Mike's Detailing, 25. Mike's Detailing, again, for people who are just listening in, they are the former... Oh, the Herd? The Herd, yeah. So they've picked up people along the way, so they've gotten much better. This obviously was just a really good game between two teams that should probably be in contention for the championship later on. Speaking of two teams that should be in contention for the D4 championship, Come From Behind 34, ILF 33. I wish we had somebody from this game on just because it was probably a doozy. Was Paul back? Does anybody know that part?
Because I know he was 34. I bet Paul was there.
Nah. Paul would be the quarterback for Come From Behind. But you weren't there to support your team, so we don't know
Mr.
if you know Paul.
Oh, it's raining.
That's fine. That's very, very fair. But either way, Come From Behind looks just fine in D4, which I think everybody kind of had a feeling they would be after so many years in D5. I'll figure it out. It's fine. Then the last one is, of course, Frodo Swaggins, 41. Ooh. The Free Ballers, 37. Gare Bear, you're up.
I don't even want to talk about my game after a sip of this delicious green
apple. That's so good.
White Claw.
Beer.
Oh, wow. For Frodo Freeballers, I'm trying to think of, like, I was thinking on the drive over, like, about this game and who to shout out. Our defense, first and foremost, Josh started with a pick. Al had one. Elmine had two. Kevin Zach had an amazing pick. We moved
him.
The ball great. I think it said 41-37, I think it was 39, but I think it was 39-13 at half, and we didn't score a point in the second half, so shout out to them, Jordan and them, for fighting back.
You scored 41 points, you had 39 at halftime.
I think 41's an error, I think we scored 39, but regardless, I'm just very pumped about our team. Like, we are finally, I think, like,
turning the corner, man.
In D1, like, for the first couple sessions, we would win a game or two, but we didn't felt like we belong. But now it really feels like we can win any game. We play great. And on offense, it's been, outside of the next game, you'll see, it's been really easy because my receivers are playing amazing. And shout out to Katie Swanson, who, as of this point,
D1 female player of the year?
Yeah, oh yeah. Like, absolutely. D1 MVP. And Tori is right behind her. I mean, she's playing great D, rushing great. Katie's just maybe had a little bit more catches and touchdowns on offense, but they're playing as good as any two girls in the league. So I'm pumped for them and pumped for our team. And it was a great game, even though we stunk in the second half.
So what's different about Frodo this year? Like, did you add people, or what happened with the roster?
All we added was Chris Bourne, who fits right in as far as he's good enough to play in D1, and he's a great dude, real, you know, chill, fits right in with our culture. And CJ's back, which really helps. Like,
yeah, no,
if you don't run two with him, I run him deep basically every play, because it's like, other than maybe Sean and Chris in D1, like, if you single him and I need something, I'll just throw it up. So it's a really cool outlet to have as a quarterback. So he's back. And but same crew, and I just think going back to, like, last year, like, even two sessions ago, we really started, like, gelling. Clicking. And between last session and this session, now I finally feel like, oh, yeah, like, if you don't play good, we're going to beat you. So
that's awesome.
It's really cool, and our girls are playing out of their mind.
So then do you have any comments on the free ballers, who were kind of like where Frodo was maybe two seasons ago, I would assume, because they came up a little bit after you did, obviously, so...
Yeah.
I mean, they seem to be,
I think they were missing a couple, yeah, but I mean, they're I wouldn't peg them like as contenders in D1 yet, but yeah, I feel like maybe a session away, especially now that they have Jordan at quarterback, like,
that always helps.
Let him play with them for a, you know, session or two, and they'll be right there. I mean, they have the athletes and the experience, and Jess is so fucking annoying rushing. Oh my god. You see her show up, I'm like, no. Just leave me alone.
Just kick her in the knee. Be like, ah, oh no, how did this happen? This is where I would go to the 2 o'clock games, but our score reader's gone. So, Kyle, you will go ahead and read the 2 o'clock scores.
Yeah, please. She went to go pick up our driver.
Because it's raining.
Yeah, yeah. Jeff's here. He was walking around Main Street. And then was going to drive us back. But now,
just wandering around.
That's what it is.
Hopefully,
so
we got some final thoughts.
She is right there.
I am right here. Sorry. I had to grab my hubby here.
A family affair, yeah. I love it.
Family affair, yeah, we're all involved in the topper.
So, 2 o'clock games, Mom, we just got to it. What you got?
All right, Legends 56, Frodo Swaggins 8, Mavericks, 73, Show Me Your TDs, 0.
Yep.
716, 40, D-Generation, X, Y, and Z, 28. 2 Tutties, 44. Jake from State Farm, 26, sorry. Irish Giants, 25. And then Dog Pound, 6.
I won't lie, I was kind of hoping that TDs would
score
some blowouts.
I know, look a little better on the second week. I was like, maybe that was just their first week jitters.
No. Don't. Again, if you're joining as a brand new team, don't go straight to D2.
Should have listened.
Learn. Yep. Just learn. Maverick 73, Show Me Your TD 0. Might just be that way for a bit, but hey, that team still showed up to the bar and they seemed in good spirits, and that's kind of half the battle, right? So even if you're going to get your shit kicked in a little bit, the fact that you can still rally and not just like hate everything and still have a good time at the bar and be positive and say, hey, we're going to keep getting better as the season goes on. That's like something to hang your hat on, right? Mm-hmm. Shout out to the Irish Giants for winning 25-6. I believe that was their first win. Dog Pound gets their first loss, so they're 2-1 now. They had just played before that, so they're probably soaked and miserable, so I kind of understand it, but still good for them. Corey Reed popped in to tell me about the 2 Tutties game, and he said, big day for the Tutties defense with 3 interceptions. Nate Smith, Dan Wynn, and Kara Wolcott, with her first topper interception, were the interceptees. Mike Wolcott balled out at quarterback and has been a wonderful addition to the Tud Buds. Another shout-out to Jamie Wilcox, who had a few drive-saving catches. Jake from State Farm was a fun team to play against and had a great attitude. Their quarterback made some nice throws, and I'm wishing them the best for the rest of the season. So, shout out to Jake from State Farm. That's
entirely too nice.
It was, but, but that's kind of like what you were saying earlier.
As long as they're not, corresponding with Patrick Mahomes, we're all set.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's very fair.
Very true.
But, like, so it's kind of like what Kyle was saying earlier. Even if you're going through your lumps as a newer team or whatever, it's better when you're having a good time and you're having fun. And the Tutties obviously having fun, and they said that Jake from State Farm's a pretty good team. So as long as you're having a good time, we're good. You've been here for 5 seconds. You're spilling drinks all over the place.
Yes.
There's tons of expensive electronic equipment that Topper stole here.
Yeah, it was sticking to the...
He's really liking these margaritas.
I know.
Would you like one?
No.
He's a driver. He's a driver, so just give him one.
Yeah.
At least to...
Hers has about 3 shots in it, too, I won't lie.
Doreen's doing his
solid. Yeah, I was going to say, you should have fun tonight.
Wingman Doreen never ends.
Things Kyle would love to hear.
Again, there's actually a lot of clips I want to cut for Kyle.
There's a lot of things Kyle doesn't want to hear.
I know. Face is my favorite one. And then last but not least, Legends 55, Frodo Swaggins 8, Garrett.
That score is not correct. It was... No, that is correct.
62? 70?
There's nothing you can say. I'd love to blame it on the ball being muddy and watery, and we would only lost by 40 instead of like 47. But they're just so good. Like, you can't make a mistake. And then I played kind of shitty, and then they played good. It's really tough to beat them. And I will shout out Sean. He is a really good quarterback. I mean, going back to Breakfast Club, it's hard to give with, like, if you're quarterbacking with, like, that roster that they have, it's, like, it's an advantage, I would say. But also, he's done it in Breakfast Club with people he didn't even know. So, he's a really good quarterback. I think because he plays receiver so well, people don't realize, like, he's a great quarterback. And their girls are always balling out. So, there's really nothing to report on that game other than... they beat our ass pretty good.
Yeah. I did talk to Sean for a minute. He did talk a little bit of shit, but not really. I know it'd be like, oh, my God, what a surprise. But he was saying, like, because the Legends are still obviously a very, very good team. And he was kind of saying how with Eyes Downtown splitting, because Eyes Downtown has given them the most trouble the last couple of seasons, he feels like almost it's like a cakewalk for them.
Like it's invincible.
Like our biggest opponent kind of split in two, so... Is anybody else really going to step up? I guess we'll see. Time will tell.
Yeah. So I mean, they were 8-0, so they earned that, confidence. But, I mean, in last year's playoff game, there was 4 minutes left, and if we scored, we would have took the lead. And I think that game's a lot more indicative of how close we are to them than this one.
Mm-hmm.
They're the prohibitive favorites. Like, you really got to play a perfect game against them.
Do you feel like they're actually a step above the other D1 teams?
Yeah, I think they're in a tier of their own, and they earned that. It's one of those things, though, like, tier of their own, but it's not like we can't beat them or sticky, like anyone can beat them. It's just you have to play.
Would you rather them lose in the regular season or go in undefeated with too much confidence?
I think I'd rather them go undefeated, yeah.
Okay.
If I had to pick, yeah.
That's fun. I mean, the last time, though, the Legends looked like the far and away best team and they were just going to keep winning all the time. They didn't win for like 3 seasons. And,
yeah, that's true, too. So that they, yeah.
Next year, they're going to, maybe they'll be called Moto Wagons. I don't know if they're going to call it, but they'll figure it out.
No.
Shout out to that. So that was our games, which is hyper, super exciting. This is the part where we give our winners and losers our final thoughts. We kind of do all the end. We're going to go around the table here and do our winners of the week. I always start at my left. So, Garrett, who's your winners of the week?
Oh, I didn't know I was going to go first.
You literally are always to the left, and you always go first. I don't know how you didn't figure this out.
So, winner's kind of cliche. I'm going to pick my girls.
It's fine,
they've
though.
Been playing out of their mind, super consistent, running great routes, playing great defense. And, well, another one I want to mention, the referees who have stepped up. Sale did it this week instead of watching our game. He went and reffed for a no-show.
I almost reffed. Eric got there right on time, but I almost stepped in with Jeff's first game.
So people like Kyle who are, stepping up to fill in. We've had some scheduling issues, which I'll get to in my loser of the week. But thank you so much for just everyone stepping up and helping with reffing. We got Jeff here, who's a new ref. Doing great. So we need all help we can get, and you guys put up with a lot. So thank you so much.
Well, you're going to be one of my winners of the week, too. Yeah. So are you reffing every week now? What's your deal?
When we're in town, yeah.
When you're in town. Where else would you rather be?
In Florida.
Yeah, especially with the weather out right now.
When are we going? Let's go right now. I love it. So that's exciting. So Garrett kind of hit that. Doreen,
hi.
Winner of the week?
I'm going to go with the best captain on PWI, which is Addy. And the only reason I'm saying that is just to fuck with Colorado Mike.
But,
yeah, because he gets dumped on all the time as the captain. We always forget we have two, but we somehow never, like, dump on Addy, so we always constantly.
I mean, I'll help you. Like, we were bummed when he didn't show up.
He didn't show up for
our game.
So, yeah, he was actually in the
hospital.
We wish
he was there. He's always in
the hospital. He almost died.
No, he didn't.
All right. Well, it was bad. He was in the hospital.
What happened?
Something about his vagina. I forgot. There but oh. But then, and then Addy was unable to make it to Breakfast Club, so he can be both my winner and loser of the week. But I just want to go with. I'm going with my team, my PWI team, only because it was fun to get everybody back out there again, and I love Buddy taking control of shit and just like. Been yelling at people in the nicest way ever that anybody's ever yelled at. And just, yeah, they all work so cohesively together. And so I'm just going to go with that.
Works for me.
Yeah.
Mom, you're up. Who's your winner of the week?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, turn the microphone. You got to speak right into it.
Sorry. Yeah. I was unprepared. So can I pick a
just
team?
Go with the Breakfast Club team. Do your thing. Or pick a team.
Go whatever. Go whatever
so
your thoughts are.
So I'll say this. It was great to meet new people on Miles on It. It was awesome to be first round draft choice, even though I'm not a good
winner
player.
Winner of the week, Miles,
all.
Obviously.
Yes. For sure. And, you know, I think this week as we come into week two, we're going to put some points on the board. And really like secure that W.
There you go.
But that would be the same for Sticky Laces. I'm gonna listen to my son this week, and I'm gonna do better. And
we don't want you to get yelled at.
No. You know, Dory. Now that she's used to me, she'll understand when she hears it on the other fields across the ocean
you.
Here.
Start rolling up her sleeves like Popeye.
A few times I did yell. I was like, "Stop yelling at your mom!"
Yeah. So. I would definitely say that although we didn't win, I feel pretty confident about our Breakfast Club team.
Mm-hmm. Kyle, winner of the week.
Yeah, so I have two honorable mentions that I'll have a real winner. But so the honorable mentions clearly are TMA and the McMuffins because I got beat twice and those are the teams that beat me. also honorable mention with Doreen herself because I got sacked a couple times by you. I think you had a touchdown in there. But the real winner is my mom as the winner of the week because she puts up with me and all the yelling, and we just power through it.
He meant it so much that he called you my mom, so I don't know if he's mad at you right now.
That's right. Yeah. Are you
in trouble?
Yeah, no, I don't know. And I feel bad because I couldn't even stay to finish our game. I had a baby shower I had to go to, so I had to duck out like 10 minutes early. Yeah. So I don't normally do that.
Oh, so everything fell apart after you left. So
well, I
think we know what
the real problem. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, but normally we stay. We have some brewskis together and
I didn't even go to the bar this week. Usually I go to the bar too.
Yeah, but we didn't do that this week, but we'll be better next week for sure.
Yeah,
I love it. My winner of the week has nothing to do with football because the second I say it, you're gonna be like, how? It's Daryl Carr, QB superstar. Daryl may not have done great on the field, but he was at the bar. He was just walking up talking to people the way he does, but he was like, yeah, we lost, but I love this league. I always have a good time. It's great having my family here. You guys are my family, too. He went inside because they don't have Coronas outside. He went inside and bought multiple buckets of Coronas and started passing them out to everybody just because he was having a great – he was just happy to be back, and he was just including everybody that was around. And it was just one of those moments where you're just like, all right, cool. Like, Daryl's – he's a good guy sometimes, and it's like – it doesn't matter if sometimes he's only playing with four players. But, like, just – those are the moments where that's the whole point of the league is, like, you show up. You're like, who cares what happened on the field? All you people are around, and I missed you guys for a few months. Here's some Coronas, which is obviously the staple of, you know, Daryl. So he gets my winner there.
Some of us just can't shake it.
I know.
And still then, here decades later.
Yeah, I will be you in 20 years, I swear. And then Jeff Kroll actually.
20?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Like 5.
What?
You're like the same age.
Get out of here. Maybe on the moon. then Jeff Kroll actually had a winner of the week. He didn't just text me about it. He texted me and Derek Pugh his winner of the week about it because he said, if you're podcasting this week and you need a winner of the week, I ref the 716 versus, you know, Degeneration X game this week and made a call that 716 didn't like. He said, Katie Keller caught a ball with 1 foot in the end zone, 1 foot out of the end zone, but in bounds, and was tagged immediately. I ruled it a touchdown because I felt the nose of the ball was across the line when she got possession. Derek asked for explanation, got it, and just said, okay, if that's what you saw, that's what you saw, or something to that effect. He goes, he disagreed with the call, but dropped it immediately and moved on without any bitching. This is what I naively hope all players will do in that situation. So he's my winner of the week. Derek responded, thanks, Jeff, even though your call sucked. So that's exactly how it should be. If you don't agree with the call, and even if it's wrong, they say, this is what I saw, and you can't do shit about it after that. They're not going to go, you know what? Actually, person screaming in my face, I'm going to change my call because of you and your dynamite rebuttal here. So... Shout out to Derek.
What if there are two refs that don't agree on a call and they're screaming at each other?
I actually assume that all of our refs are in lockstep with one another, and that would never happen.
Right, because it's good communication. And then the protocol, though,
is if
right.
that does happen between two refs, is you just tongue kiss, and then that usually...
I will punch you in the face.
To be fair. Yeah.
Well, you heard it here first.
Only on field one.
We're going to have so many disagreements, Garrett. Stop disagreeing with everybody's calls.
Well, Doreen, how was the tongue kiss?
Oh my God.
He didn't disagree with any of our calls. He didn't know the rule.
He didn't know the rule.
12 is unwritten rules, but I don't know if that's actually a Garrett rule since he took over, or just like one of our league bylaws from the get-go, because either way.
It's been around since the
90s. Yeah, I think it's been around for a minute. Now we get into losers of the week. So, Garrett, you're up.
I have a light loser and a heavy loser.
Ooh. Calling people fat. I like it.
Yeah. Fan shaming. Light loser would be Girthquakes and Wanderers for having a pushing match. It was close to getting physical. That's why I call him a light loser, because it was Sal and someone from Girthquakes, but they didn't like doing anything crazy. Yeah. It escalated to the point, though, where I was like, and I let the refs were very veteran refs that handled it great, but it just crossed the line from like what the spirit of this league should be to an escalation where I thought it was a little much, but wasn't crazy. But I wanted to mention that. Wasn't thrilled with that. And
heavy loser.
The heavy losers are the refs through 2 weeks. First week, you have the guy who runs a ref schedule not showing up to the first week of the game.
Yeah, it was my game, too. What a bum that
week
guy
of the
is.
Year.
You should have tongue-kissed him.
Yeah. I hope
believe me, if anybody... No. If anybody tongue-kisses themselves, it's Garrett.
So, just the refs, we've had some scheduling issues. Some of it are out of our control, which I want to mention. Just like, please, if you can ref, let us know. But we've gone into the schedule now 2 weeks where we have texted everyone on our phone, meet Jeff and I, and other people have helped us recruit, so thank you so much. But it's gotten to the point where we're going into Saturday morning without a ref for the first time since I've been doing it, I think going all the way back to Ramir. But on top of that, some refs haven't been showing up, yours truly. So I made a mistake there. But the refs, if you're listening, just... We're trying to give the league the best product possible. I mean, you are paid $30 at the end of the day. So, be professional, be on time, keep the fields on time, and let's give the best product possible to the players who deserve it. Even the ones a bitch, they still deserve it.
There you go. Doreen, you got a loser of the week?
I don't.
What? You're the person who easily finds losers.
I know. Can I make Justin a loser 2 weeks in a row?
Go for it.
I mean, go nuts.
Yeah.
Right?
He never apologized.
You
talk
kissed him.
You talk kissed him. It was like 1986, dude.
So gross.
But anyway.
Never.
I love it. Yeah. Mom, who's your loser of the week? She's going to be too nice about it.
I know, right? I honestly feel like there really can't be a loser. I mean, I lost both games this past week, but I know we're going to come back stronger and we're going to be great. And I have full confidence in our team. So, I don't really have a loser. I'm sorry.
Okay.
See?
Kyle?
The moms are too nice.
Kyle, yeah. Fucking figure something out here.
No, I'd say so. So I actually put myself as the loser. I lost two games, and then I played horrible in our Sticky Laces game as like a quarterback. So I put myself, but then I also have the fields. With the weather this week, the fields got destroyed. Yeah. So,
I just feel like they're winners because they're not as bad as they could have been.
That's true.
For sure.
I don't know about that.
That
would be the time to roll.
Yeah.
It was pretty sloppy.
It was.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of leads into my losers of the week. First one, Mother Nature. Fuck
yes.
You. It's more annoying when the days are like nice before it, and then it's
exactly.
or after it, and it's like, but for one, we're supposed to be playing football. It's going to be all rainy. I hope that's not
it. It is supposed to be 70 and sunny this Saturday.
Oh, fantastic.
That's how I describe you to people. She's 70 and sunny. 70 and sunny. So that doesn't mean
that's
anything.
That's nice. I would have thought you would have called me 80 and sunny.
Another loser are people's bones.
Yeah.
There's been like an uptick in people's like injuries all of a sudden. I don't know why. It just sucks. Obviously, a lot of these things are fluky things. People landing wrong. Shit happens. But it just sucks. Like, drink more milk, as Ramir used to say. He used to say, drink more milk. What's wrong with you people? The last one are the Breakfast Club. I wrote, the assholes who chose shirt colors, because there are some colors that are very dark, and I can already tell that, like, dark gray and dark green are going to have problems when there was gold sitting right there, and we wouldn't have had any issues for the whole season, so...
Yeah,
that's on.
There was a team. It was.
Oh wait, hold on. I didn't call your kid an asshole, did I? What color did he pick?
Oh, I don't know.
What color are you guys?
That's the best color. Yeah. Purple works red, so you nailed it.
Okay, right. Good. Yeah. I was like, oh. There was a team we played against, or no, I'm sorry, I reffed it, and they're like, the team was in gray, and the other team they were playing was black and red, but like some of them had red on top and black on the bottom, and then vice versa, and it wasn't until like they'd already started playing that the other team was like, they need to change, and I was like, I don't know if you can say something now, like. Is that something that's in the rule books? Like, should it be before they start?
Nothing's official, I think. Because I've been about this for forever.
There is a color that...
He's been for like a week, and he knows the rules better than most of them.
Before the season started, I know he used to do it. I'm pretty sure. So, like, hey, this is the color of, like, the everyone's supposed to pick a color.
But. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think it's a thing where... I think Jeff should post... Like, I said this is before even Jeff took over when it was still Topper. I always said to Lenny... On the standings page, you need to put.
I'm like about to puke.
Yeah, you go right. Yeah, don't. Garrett Olson is about a better loser of the week type scenario. Cool. It's not like you're next for final thoughts. Thanks, bud. I'm going last now. But jokes. I told like Topper and Lane all the time they should post on the standings page like what color jersey people wear, because even though I think everybody has a relatively good idea of what it is, you'll know what. Like what you should be wearing, or there's some teams that are good at it. Like practice squad, text me. First week of season, B is like, hey, what color are you guys wearing your black ones, right? Yeah, cool, absolutely. B's like, cool, we're going light blue. Done. Easy peasy. Because if they gone their dark black and blue jerseys, we're gonna, or their black shirts, it would have been fucking terrible.
Well, and we used to always carry the backups with us.
That's the way to go. I tell my teams all the time, bring your jerseys and bring a white shirt. If we have to switch, we have to switch. It's fine. I kind of just institute the rule of being me. So since I do this, if you're on the other team, you're changing. Mainly because I'm old and I don't want to change my shirt. But there needs to be something like that.
That's a great point because all we say is wear blue. Oh.
What?
Yeah.
That's great. He's the best ref
ever. So red and green together would be bad.
I had one play where it was an interception and the guy had a similar color to the other team. And I wasn't sure if it was a touchdown or if it was an interception.
I love all of that.
I'm looking for who's celebrating.
Oh my God, who's celebrating?
Before I made the call.
That's awesome. That's actually pretty fantastic. I love that. So we need to do. I think we need to do something about it just because people. Yeah. Matt, that's why I would complain about the what a dump team, because they have 14 different colors. You know.
Mm-hmm. Well, we came in as just blue, but I don't know if any of the other teams were blue. Like when initially we came in.
You were green, I thought.
No.
Am I drunk? Maybe I'm drunk.
No. Because we tried to match not so sticky, which is dark blue. So my team's dark blue, but it's like I don't know. Like when I signed up, it wasn't like I was. Chose not to choose dark blue.
Sure, but also
color,
at the same point, like D6, you have a bunch of new teams. Yeah, exactly. So it's like it doesn't matter. It changes anyway. But as long as you know, or at least have your team just bring white.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, it's a great idea.
Easiest thing. Mm-hmm. So we'll figure things out. I think I've said on the podcast before that gray is just like dumb. Like I agree when they say gray is a terrible idea because, well, it's
TMA
in the middle.
Is gray
it's right in the middle. Yeah, you guys are.
Dumb.
That's right. Yeah.
Let's wear
that.
A color that can
We've
look
always
dark
been
or
black,
light.
And so it's very light gray though. So okay. it's
well,
definitely
it's
very
light.
Gray.
Well, yeah. 1-0 in the gray, so we can't say anything.
Yeah.
But you were dark blue for eternity.
Forever.
So if you were black. Dark blue, we had dark blue.
Yeah, we're usually black, so.
I love it. So anyway, Garrett's back. I waited for him. So we can finally start final thoughts. We talked about colors for a while. Shirts, by the way.
I don't see color.
Yeah, apparently, neither does our referee here. So he's colorblind. So that's spectacular. So you can't schedule him on any red and green matchups.
Yeah.
We've learned that. Be in a spreadsheet somewhere.
Oh,
but
wow.
Garrett,
nice.
Final thought. What do you got, man?
I want two final thoughts. First off, it's always just gratitude for me, just from the people past, the Ramirez, the Lennies, the Toppers, the Chris Coles, the people who have built the league. You know, will forever be in their shadow. And obviously Jeff, he, for me, for like leader of men, what I look for people who I follow, he hits every box. I wish more men held the leaders that they looked up to the same standards I do, but Jeff Kroll hits every one of them. Second off, with I was thinking about this on the ride over, like what I wanted to do for final thoughts, and it's wild that Kyle and his family are here, but like there's like so many like layers of cool to this league, and I think if you want to have a top tier cool shit about this league is to see like generational families come and play.
Oh yeah,
you know, you got your family, it's obviously Daryl and his nephews. Yeah. I'm boys with all of them. Mark Biscagli and his dad. Yeah, Mark, I think it's Harzinski, his son and daughter, and then so many more. The Kellers, Jesus, three generations. I think that's like the coolest thing, like upper echelon of just like being able to, this league's so cool and special, and then to be able to share that with your family.
I'm working on mine. Like,
the coolest thing. Yeah, you know, Travis and Vale and all these kids that are popping out, hopefully the league will still be around for them to enjoy. So I just want to say like, as final thoughts, like that's to me like the coolest thing to see like families still playing and across generations.
No, I think it's great, and I 100% agree with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Doreen, what do you got?
Mine is that I'm already getting like kind of geared up and excited for June 7th for Lenny and Ramirez Day.
Oh yeah.
We say though every week for people to stay after and enjoy some drinks and grab some food, or at least just sit all together with your team, mingle with the other teams. We, you know, really push that every week because that's the best part of the league. It's just the 60 minutes you waste before you get to the bar. So just get there and enjoy all the company, because honestly too, the people on the field aren't usually like that, and so you get to see a different version of those people too when you're at the bar, which is always nice. But yeah, I'd say just get ready and get your babysitters and make sure you're there for a full day event on June 7th.
Yes,
I'm gonna plug that. It every week.
Yeah, that's fine. Mom, final thoughts.
Final thoughts. I'm going to go back to what Garrett said about the generational, like family generational thing. I mean, is, you know, it's pretty cool. I'll just say from a mom's perspective to have my son want me to be a part of the league, which is awesome. So if you have the opportunity to play with your kid, whoever it is, male, female, whatever, it doesn't matter. Just take that opportunity. Because who knows, 5 years from now I may not be playing, and I just want to create memories.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's fantastic.
Yay.
Kyle?
That's tough. That was an emotional response right there.
Yeah, no. Kyle had fun topping that one.
But. Yeah, yeah. No, first final thought is thank you guys for having us, because I know we're enjoying being here with you guys, and margaritas were great. So that's my first one. So, you know, we'll definitely come back if you guys want us back, but this was definitely a fun podcast. Other final thought, I mean, you mentioned Garrett was great on his, because he also mentioned Jeff Kroll a little bit, but I was going to say Jeff Kroll looks great. I don't know if you saw him recently, but the amount of weight that he lost, he looks amazing.
He's got that thinner curse on him.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But so that's it. Other than that, I mean, I've enjoyed my time in Topper. It's been great, and I can't wait to continue to play here.
For sure.
Doesn't matter what division, it's all fun. It's all fun and competitive, and obviously it's a good time, good hang afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Right. That kind of leads into my final thought, too, is that we haven't had the best start to the season in terms of weather, which always, I think, pushes people away. I think people get wet and soak, and they're like, I'm not sticking around. F this. I mean, not everybody can bring, like, two or three changes of clothes.
Yeah.
Like but they should.
Like I might.
Yeah.
Like you might or do. Uh-huh. And it's just the way it is, because you know it's
socks,
like, all right.
New shoes.
Oh, 100%.
Then you go in the bar, and that's where it gets real intimate in that bar, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, in that bar and intimate, definitely.
Lots of tongue kissing.
But I feel like people have been mostly positive, even though it's been, not ideal conditions in general, but that's always a good sign that we're just going to have a hell of a season, and as soon as it warms up a little bit, people are going to start sticking around more, which means more fun. And then
Chris will take his shirt off.
Yeah, that guy wore two shirts in our game.
2 weeks in a row. This is bullshit.
Wow, he's just Chris, I guess, right?
I got to take shirt Chris out of my phone
Yeah.
Three strikes are out. If he shows up with a shirt this week, he gets suspended, I think.
I think that's fair. Honestly, I think you semi-make the rules, so there you go.
He would be instant loser of the week if there's a shirt on this week.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're all losers of the week in that game. Never mind. Stop it. Anyway, that's just it for me. It's nothing else that we can really get into because it's just... All it's fun. Just everybody's having a good time, yeah. And everybody seems like this is
feeling
an easy podcast. So
year.
Yeah, it's just a good time. I feel great. I'm having a good time, other than people getting fucking hurt and it raining.
Yeah,
but if we get rid of like those sad things, everything else has been spectacular. You know, if we get rid of the misery, I mean, things are just hunky dory, right? So that's it, everybody. Thank you, of course, for listening and taking an hour out of your day to listen to us ramble on about our lovely little 600 plus person co-ed touch football league. That's, you know, just really starting to kick off now. So we're in May. It's super fun. Kyle, Mom, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for reffing and being here. That's spectacular, too. Garrett, hey.
No one gives a fuck about me.
I do, but I also know, I told you, what I tell you in Breakfast Club, where I walked up because I watched you throw deep three times and they were terrible throws. And I said, cool, so I'm going to have to yell at you the entire season. And I can't, and you're like, yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's fine. You can't keep me in
it's
going to
But it's going to be a ton of fun. Just remember your shoes every week this time.
No promises.
Doreen, thank you again for letting us be here. It's been spectacular. Green Apple's been spectacular. But the best part is that I don't have to carry my tote of shit around. I can just leave it here.
Yep.
Spectacular.
It just adds to all the rest of the shit in this place.
Exactly. There's not too much shit here, to be fair.
You see all the shit on the wall?
Yeah, yeah, but that's different shit. Doreen ripped the batteries out of the clock, which is why you didn't hear it ding.
Sorry.
She was so mad at it.
It was driving me nuts.
But we're going to get out of here. Again, thank you everybody for showing up. I truly appreciate everybody who showed up and took time out of their lives to be here, to record it, to listen to it. It's fun. So we will see you next week at the fields, and that's it. We're out of here. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.